B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
You, sir, are you're going to put some love in the air.
Oh, yeah, man. That's what I do.
And that's what we want to do. Mm-hmm. And right now, on the line with us, the winners of our Rothman Orthopedic court-level tickets, where they will be chaperoned by Bob and Jamie, two people that have never conversed before. They merely saw an opportunity at 97.5 The Fanatic with Farzetta and Trey in the morning and said, you know what? I'm going to throw caution into the wind. I'm going to go on a blind date because we love love. We love love.
Gotta love love.
Yeah. So we said, you know, let's put some more love in that Wells Fargo Center. Let's set up a couple to go to the game on a blind date. And we called this courting on the court. Now, first, because ladies first, we're going to speak to the very lovely Elena. By the way, let me say this. We had about 175 people register for this on our website. All right, so to our listeners, you guys are thirsty. Not for nothing. And Elena and Matt are our winners. Let's talk to Elena first. She describes herself as a 4-for-4 Philly sports fan and follower, a daily listener of the morning and afternoon shows here. She is single. All right, now, we've talked to a swinger before, but we weren't necessarily looking for that. We didn't want to complicate it more than it already was. And she's looking for someone who is a Philadelphia sports fan and shares as much fandom as she does. And she's a hard worker. She says she's hard to keep up with. She has a professional career. She's an Ivy League educated young lady. She's Italian.
Uh-huh.
Never hurts to put that in. She loves the show Seinfeld as well. So you know what? Without further ado,
quality Elena, people right there. That's all I needed.
Well, let's just meet Elena real quick. Elena, good morning.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good. We're doing amazing. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. I'm doing all right. I'm super excited for this. Thank you for the opportunity, Trey. Thank you for the opportunity. You're the creator, so
thank you.
And yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting Matt.
Okay. Now, so when we called you, what do you know so far? Like courtside seats, did our dating experts that made our algorithm to match you two, did they tell you anything about Matt?
I know nothing about Matt. I want to see if the algorithm's on point. So you know way more than I do.
Okay.
My trust is in your hands right now.
Oh, this is wonderful, Elena. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna put you back on hold for just a second here. You stay right there. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you Matt, the eligible bachelor. He says he's a pretty normal guy. Ha ha. That's what he wrote.
That wins.
That wins. He says he loves to watch sports, obviously. He has a dog. Likes to take the dog to the dog park. He goes to the gym, so you know he's a fit fella. And he likes to hang with his friends and his family.
He must work out.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we introduce you to Matt. Matt, good morning, buddy.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
We're doing great. What made you want to register on our website for courting on the court?
Well, you know, the online stuff's not working, so I figured I'd throw my name in the algorithm and go from there.
That's good. Look, it's not afraid to take a risk.
Yeah, man, take a chance.
Caution is in the wind. All right, so we're going to listen closely. Because I'm gonna lock in here our friend Elena real quick. Elena, do I have you?
You do.
All right, I'm gonna put Matt back on the line and let's just listen for the sparks to fly. Trey, do you want to introduce them officially?
I present to you Matt and Elena.
Okay, Matt, Elena, yeah,
Matt, Elena, Elena, Matt. There you go.
There we go. And two, by all means, the floor is yours, please.
Hey, Matt, how you doing? Nice to meet you.
Guess we're just gonna have a conversation.
I'm happy to meet you in person. I can't wait. So it's great that you go to the gym. So do I. I'm super excited. Is there anything more I should know about you?
Obviously I'm 4-for-4 guy. I love Seinfeld. Curb Your Enthusiasm is another good one. And
nice.
Yeah, just looking forward to hanging out Monday night. Me, you, Jamie, and Bob should be a good time.
Okay, now
could it be more perfect?
Yeah, no, they both like sports and they like Seinfeld.
Oh my God,
I'm convinced. I see children in the future.
Look at that,
Matt. Now Elena just asked you, Matt, a question. So Matt, go ahead and if you have anything you'd like to ask Elena, by all means, please ask.
Wow, all right, put me on the spot. I got nothing. I'm more nervous about this phone call than the actual case.
Elena, you're into squats. Do you do squats? Because you know, I know you go to the gym a lot. Squats?
Sure, yeah, squat.
Huh? No, I'm talking to Elena, not you.
Hold on, Matt. Yeah.
I'm a squat expert. So
okay, there you go. See that? There you go. See that?
I need help with my form. So.
Yeah. See that? There you go.
Look at this.
Working on that. Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
Oh, this couldn't go any better.
It's going well. I can't wait to see how this plays out, man. This is going to be good. I think you guys are going to have a good time.
The only thing that could blow it is me or Jamie.
Yeah.
Possibly.
That's
right. We'll still
the off-air
with Seinfeld quotes, so,
you know,
it'll be
fine.
We'll steer clear.
Right, right. Elena, Matt, you guys, we're really looking forward to this. I know you guys are, too. And, you know, everything's pretty much on us for this night and the great people of Rothman and the 76ers. Can't wait to hear how this goes. We'll have you guys call in the next day, you know, if you have time. And we're just excited for the both of you. You seem like a couple of great people.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, and hopefully it's a win, and Ben is hitting numerous jumpers, and Embiid's on his game, and love's in the air. It's going to be a great time.
Aww.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Matt, not for nothing.
Me and Jamie might hold
him. And slap Embiid in the ass.
Whatever it takes.
I'll be part of that. Okay.
Look at that.
I'll join. I'm that guy.
Look at this. They're already planning activities together. This is great.
And maybe we'll boo. I don't know. Maybe we'll boo. We'll see if it warrants.
Well, like the ass slap, whatever it takes. All right, Matt, Elena.
We'll be right there. They can hear us.
Matt and Elena, thank you so much. We will be checking back with you guys a little bit later. Enjoy your night, Monday night, together with Bob and Jamie as well. We expect nothing but a great report.
Hopefully they're on their best behavior, but we know we will be.
We can't promise that, Elena.
All right, now the last thing I have to ask you, and Matt, I'll ask you first, okay? So I'll ask you this question first, and then Elena, I'll ask you. Matt, are you the guy on a first date that will kiss on the first date?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's a good answer. All right, Elena, are you generally the lady that will kiss on a first date?
It depends. Possibly, if the vibe is right, so...
Another good answer.
That's good.
This is all right.
No, you can't put it out there like that. Exactly. Elena, Matt, thank you guys so much. I hope you have a great time on the date. We'll be checking back with you guys a little bit later. That's how you play it.
Yeah,
as the guy, you got to go, yeah.
Of course.
If it's right. Yeah,
if she'll allow.
Exactly. Yeah. If she would do me the honor of.
Aww.
Right?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
If I will ask her father. And then the lady's like, well, I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe I pulled out the vibe. It depends on how the vibe is going, how the thing is going, you know?
All right. Now, here's what it seems like. It seems like they're both very, they're eager to get on this date. And it's not just for the court-level tickets. It seems like they will really legitimately enjoy each other's company.
Yeah, I think so.
But I will say this to our friend Matt. Elena sounds like a handful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, she's a fireball.
She seems like a fireball.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be, Matt might, I hope Matt's up for the challenge.
It's in her profile.
Yeah, exactly.
To keep up with.
Yeah, exactly. So,
the fact that we didn't know that he was a Seinfeld fan as well.
Uh-huh.
That's very encouraging.
Because when you think about it, there's what, maybe not even 100 Seinfeld fans out there?
There's like
70 people that like the show Seinfeld. And we, through our algorithm, found two people that really like Seinfeld.
Yeah.
And by the way, Elena wrote the thing about Seinfeld. I look at the profile Matt wrote up, nothing about Seinfeld.
We didn't know that.
That's how much of a coincidence.
There was one other thing that Elena had in her profile that was awesome, what she said about... She doesn't get offended by something, I mean?
My apologies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Elena does not, she says she has a great sense of humor, she says she's fun, and in no way take offense to Trey's ball shaving commercials.
Yeah, she's going to be a
winner.
Handful. She's a winner.
Good sense of humor.
Yeah.
It's key to a good marriage, in my opinion.
So,
exactly.
Yeah, Matt, feel free to talk about almost anything on this first date.
Make sure you manscape.
It's a beautiful thing we've done.
Love is in the air.
Yeah.
It's in the air and it smells beautiful.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.